Hi, I'm Randy Gladden, and this is the Lord and Gladden podcast of the book, Leaving Egypt. Thanks for being with us. And again, please share this with family and friends. Let it be an encouragement. Now, today we're going to look at God initiating relationship. Now, in a previous episode, we talked about Moses and his epic fail. And, you know, one of the points of that was, is even though you and I, periodically, we come short of God's glory. And sometimes we try to help God out, and that doesn't really work. Because unless the Lord builds a house, we labor in vain. But you know what? When that happens, God's not done with us yet. He doesn't put us to the side. Now, Moses, because of that, he ran away, and he ran off and hid in the wilderness. But there came a day when God says, look, my plan needs to move forward. And so God initiated relationship with Moses. So Moses is out. You know the story of the burning bush. And he says, he turns aside and says, I've got to see this. And as he gets close, the Lord says to him, take off your sandals. This is holy ground. Any place where the Lord comes to us, this is a holy place, a holy moment. And so the point here, though, is God is the one that is constantly initiating relationship with us. We think that we're pursuing God. And the reality is we're just responding to him. And we need to continue to respond to him. And so God is initiating relationship with Moses, and this is a really critical moment in Moses' life. But there's also a lesson here in this, and that is this. Number one, God is continually revealing himself to us on an ongoing basis. And God is so big and magnificent and amazing that he's continually revealing a new aspect of himself. Now, later on in this story, when God gives Moses the Ten Commandments, we're going to see God revealing another aspect of himself. Through the whole thing, he's revealing himself as provider, loving father. And in the Ten Commandments, what we're going to see him do is, these aren't rules. This is God showing the aspect of himself of holiness and the things that will present, that will create a barrier between him and I. But we'll examine that in a later episode. But God initiates relationship with Moses at the burning bush, and he introduces himself and gives Moses his name. Now, this is a really dramatic moment, because up until then, he had been known as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he introduces himself to Moses as I am. Now, I am is absolutely complete. And so we're talking about the living God who created heaven and earth. And so I am represents the absolute completeness. And he is, I am, everything you and I need. And so he's introduced himself to Moses in a way that hadn't happened before. And there's a reason for this. See, I keep talking about God wants to take you and I forward. He's got a promised land for us. He's got an inheritance for you and for me. And part of that inheritance, along the way, he wants to have a deeper, more personal relationship with you and I than he ever has before. And so as we're going through this, if you start to look around, you're going to start to see God, through circumstances, start to reveal a whole new aspect of himself to you. He's constantly doing this because God is, and for the rest of our lives, he'll be doing that. God is so big and amazing, we will constantly be being introduced to new aspects of God. God wants to walk with us through this process. He wants to be with us in the process of receiving the inheritance, the thing that he has created for you and I from the foundation of the earth. But in the process, he doesn't want to just give us something. He wants to be with us in it. And as we're going to see more and more as we go through this story, the whole purpose of everything happening was God wanted to cause the people to trust him. He wanted to introduce himself in a way as being completely trustworthy, and he wanted to dwell with them. He did not merely want to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He doesn't want to be the God we know. He wants to be the God we have relationship with. And so he's introducing himself to Moses in that way. And he introduces himself. He gives him his name. He gives him deeper revelation and deeper relationship. And now then, God is appointing Moses to his role, to what he's called him to. See, you and I cannot get our calling. We can't get our mandate. We can't get our marching orders before we have real relationship with the Lord. Anytime we try to do it on our own, we try to seek that out, we're not going to get there. We're going to get it when we really come face to face with the living God. And then he's not only going to introduce himself in a deeper, more meaningful way, we're going to get a deeper revelation. That's the point where God's going to say, and this is the calling, this is the destiny I created you for. And this is what's happening to Moses. Now, here's what I love about this story, because this is you and I. As much as we would love to believe that God's going to introduce himself, he's going to give us a calling, and we're going to be, okay, Lord, that's me, let's go, we're ready. The reality is Moses has been humbled, and he responds by, I can't do it. Now, God says, yeah, you're going to do it. I've called you to it. But I just want to point out as we wrap up this particular podcast, what we're going to see later is Moses' relationship by walking with the Lord comes to the point where he moves from this place where he's at right now of being, I can't do it, to a boldness, where he boldly, over and over, comes before the Lord to represent the people. And that only comes from a relationship of walking with the Lord and developing a deeper relationship with him. So again, the reminder for today is, God is initiating relationship. He wants to go deeper with you. He wants to be closer to you than he's ever been before. And in the process, he's going to reveal more of himself to you.